Hello. My name is Roger Williams. I'm the director. Thank you all for coming. This is Leon has been on tour for the last month, and we've been all over the country. And this is one of our last shows, and it was really important to Ellie and I to bring the band home to the Catskills, because this is our home, and we wanted to bring our two homes together of Bulawayo, Zimbabwe, and the Catskills. And Ellie's going to talk a little bit about what we're
doing. We're going to go back and forth, so don't be off-put by it. The film that you're about to see a trailer from began 2 years ago in my living room in Hobart. And I think we need to start with there. It was in Hobart. And we have a tendency in the Catskills to think that we're nobody, and then we're just this little backwater. And what had happened was, 4 years ago, my husband Dennis, who's been upstairs selling dolls, and I moved to Zimbabwe and started to spend, to be bi-coastal, I guess we could call it, though there's no coast in Zimbabwe. And we were going back and forth. And one day, 2 years ago, Roger, who we kind of knew, who lives in Roxbury, came up to the house and said to me, "Save me."
All right, so I was working in television, and I was sick of it, and I couldn't deal with it anymore, and I wanted to make an independent feature, and I knew I wanted to do something in Africa, so I said to Ellie, "Find me a story in Africa," and she found this amazing story, and she emailed...
Not yet. We want to tell you a little bit more, but if we share it in the middle... So I had seen Liana, the band you're about to see on the trailer and then meet. I had seen them many times. My husband had seen them very shortly after we arrived and came home one night and said, "You will not believe this band." And I think I had kind of forgotten about it when Roger asked me for a documentary topic. And shortly after we got back one year, I went to a concert at the National Gallery in Bulawayo, a beautiful old Victorian building. And I walked in, and the band was singing. And I looked at myself and said, "Well, there's the documentary." And I turned to Inez Hussey, who's, I'm going to make her acknowledge herself, raise your hand, Inez, who's the director of the school to which the band is attached. And her husband, Steve, and I said, "We're going to make a documentary film about this band, and we're going to make them famous." And Inez is a very good Zimbabwean, which means that she's a little pessimistic. And there's very good reason for that when you're a Zimbabwean. So she rolled her eyes at me. Do you remember this? Very clearly. And her rolling her eyes was important because then I went home immediately and called Roger.
I hopped on a plane and I flew to Zimbabwe. And
with no money.
With my own money. And I got there and I started filming the band. And first of all, it was my first time in Africa. And it was an incredibly emotional experience for me, being an African American. And I cried a lot. And and my first interview with Prudence, I was like a mess for a day. I was so incredibly moved by her story and her beautiful light and her talent and the entire band, and I was just beside myself, and I pulled it together and I cut together a little trailer and came back and showed it to some people here in America.
It's been a long journey since then. It's been a journey where we have evaded police, bribed traditional chiefs. We had our first cameraman was an African-American albino who people were afraid of, which was really good because it meant the police were afraid of him. Our second verite cameraman is a 21-year-old Jamaican who, when he needs to, just starts speaking Jamaican, which means that nobody can understand him. We have shot during the election where the New York Times reporter was being jailed. The BBC was thrown out, and we never stopped filming. We have kind of figured it out at this point, I think. The only thing we hadn't figured out was how to have any money to keep going. And for any documentary filmmaker, that's the sine qua non of life, is money. And we were able to continue thanks to really a lot of you who are here. Friends and supporters and family members, every time we thought we were dead in the water, wrote a check for $100, $50, $1,000, bought a plane ticket. We struggled on, and we thought almost at the end, in the next to the last shoot, and we were really dead in the water. And then one rainy day, Roger was driving up the thruway. I'm still in Zimbabwe. And he gets a phone call from the funding arm of public television, ITVS, offering us a very significant amount of money. And we started celebrating, even though it really wasn't enough money.
And then a day later, I get a phone call from the president of HBO Documentary Films, who counter-offered PBS. And on Thursday, Prudence, who you're going to meet shortly, and I went to lunch with the president of HBO Documentary Films, and Friday we signed a deal, and the film has been picked up by HBO.
Now, all this talk is very nice, but you're here because they're unbelievable. And I'm not going to let you meet them until I thank people, because that's the way we always hold people hostage. From the beginning, this has been a Catskills project. And I want to start by acknowledging how many of these people who are involved in this are from the Catskills. So Roger's from Roxbury. I'm from Hobart. Our executive director is my husband, Dennis. Dennis, raise your hand back there. Our director of photography, who's from up the road, where's Derek? Is Derek? Who won't even stand up. And we actually have an advisory board because I'm a print journalist. I know nothing about documentary film. And Roger's very experienced television producer and director, but independent documentary film was new, so we needed some advice. Our local advisory board members, raise your hands, Susan and Bernie. From Andy's, Susan Day and Bernie Safransky. Now, fortunately, some of the downstate advisory board people are here, and I think we should acknowledge them. Kim Snyder, raise your hand. Jane Wagner and Tina DeFeliz Antonio. Just two more thanks to those of you who, because I know, we know that nobody has any money, especially in this economy, who helped us out. Our hearts are full because, and when you see them, you'll understand why. And our hearts are fullest to rag because artists, especially in rural areas, need a home. And the artists in this community have a home because of rag, which has been our encouragement, our home, and our fiscal sponsor. So to everybody from rag, especially to Sue Kenny and to Ann Eppner, who organized so much of this, thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
And last but not least, we want to thank the members of LIANA, because without them, none of this would be possible. And you're about to meet an extraordinary group of musicians. So enjoy.